How much should you weigh for Special Forces selection? Wrong question. Because selection doesn't care if you're 70 kilos, 100 kilos, or built like a brick shithouse. It only cares if you can move under a 45 kilo pack on fucked feet through 80 plus kilometers of bush and still keep going. And if you're still obsessing over body fat percentages instead of building a body that can actually survive selection, you are training for the wrong event. G'day, Reese down here, and in this video, we're going to dive into a question I get asked all the time: how much should I weigh before selection? But instead of giving you some bullshit number off the chart, we're going to walk through what actually matters. Your ability to carry a heavy pack over hundreds of kilometers without breaking down and pass the one gate that still wipes blokes out year after year, the 3.2 kilometer webbing run. We're going to break it all down, what real performance looks like based on the 2025 selection after action reports, what your training actually needs to look like, and how to get your body ready for selection, not just ready for some Instagram reel. Let's get into it. First things first, the gatekeeper is the 3.2 kilometer run. Before we even talk body weight, you must be able to pass a 3.2 kilometer webbing run in under 16 minutes if you're going for an operator position. Not 16:45, not 16:01, not 16 minutes flat. Under 16 minutes. I don't care if you're shredded, a little bit soft, a little bit pudgy around the guts, or you are thick like a fridge. If you can't pass the run, you're done. Day one of selection. We had over 60 blokes fail that run this year alone, even after passing it earlier on SFET. So your first goal, make that run non-negotiable, reproducible, repeatable, cold, under all that selection pressure. Now let's talk about weight. And here's the honest truth. I've seen guys pass selection weighing 70 kilos, and I've seen guys pass weighing 115 kilos and anywhere and everywhere in between. Personally, I passed when I was 95 kilos after failing previously when I was 84, 85 kilos. And the difference, that extra body weight made carrying a pack feel less fucking soul destroying. Your pack to body weight ratio matters. All right, think about it. If you're 60 kilos and you're carrying a 45 kilo pack, that's 75% of your body weight. Now, if you're 90 kilos, you're carrying 45 kilo pack, that's 50% of your body weight. So there's a big difference over 100 plus kilometers on swollen ankles and ruined feet. So yeah, a little bit extra body weight or body mass, even fat, can help, but only if you can still pass the run. So the real answer to the question, how much should I weigh going into selection? The answer is actually, it depends. It depends on your body and your ability to move efficiently under load, handle long range endurance, and recover fast between efforts. You want as much weight as you can carry while still being able to pass the 3.2K run. So if that's 75 kilos for you, great. If that's 105 kilos, awesome. Just make sure you're fast, durable, and reliable over ground. And I've seen a guy on selection, he put on like 25 kilos specifically for selection. He was weighing 115 odd kilos, but the thing is, he was a fucking weapon. And he still ran the 3.2K run in under 1440, I think it was. So an absolute weapon. Most people can't do that. So it's very specific to the individual. Here's what you're really training for. Let's talk about what actually happens on selection. And this is from the 2025 After Action Reports. You're training for the three-day nav phase where you'll cover, you know, 40 or 50 kilometers over brutal terrain with full pack. Then you'll do a five-day nav phase where you're covering up to 100 kilometers, right? Solo, sustained, and under constant assessment. You'll do the 20-kilometer pack march at the start, right, with 30-odd kilos of weight, and you need to complete that under 3 hours 15. So that's one of the other gates, which is completed at the start of selection. You'll do heavy team tasks during team week with packs up to 45 kilos, plus all the equipment. You'll do a solo session as well. So a solo stores carry mixed in with that. Plus everything else when you're already physically wrecked and mentally exhausted and sleep deprived. So let's be real clear. Selection is an endurance event, not a sprint, not a gym comp, not an Instagram highlight reel. It's hours and hours of movement under load with a mind that's fraying and a body that's screaming. And all of that after you actually pass the gates at the start. So again, you have to be fit enough. You have to have the VO2 max to be able to pass that 3.2K run and then get through the rest of selection. What that means for training. You need to train for hundreds of kilometers of cumulative distance. Zone 1 and 2 efforts, slow, steady, under load. And recovery between events because selection doesn't pause for your DOMS. And most importantly, you need a body that doesn't break down. So that means foot conditioning, load-bearing feet, long time on feet drills, anti-blister prep. You need joint resilience, right? Your ankles, knees, hips, shoulders. You need to do all the prehab and durability work to bulletproof your body. You need stabilizer strength, right? So your glutes, adductors, abductors, hip flexors, core. Train the shit that you can't see in the mirror. And you need zone 2 aerobic base, all right? So build your engine. And endurance is the foundation for selection. And yes, you still need to be strong, obviously, but strength without resilience is a waste of fucking time. If you're gassed after a 10 kilometer pack march or falling apart in a team task, your deadlift PB doesn't mean shit. So the bottom line, how much should you weigh for selection? Well, you should weigh however much you can carry while still being able to smash the 3.2K webbing run. If you can put on a bit of extra weight, a few extra kilos, and still hit that standard, awesome. If not, stay light, stay fast, and focus on making your body bulletproof because selection isn't about looking the part, it's about not falling apart. When you're 60 kilometers deep, your feet are wrecked, your pack feels twice as heavy, and you've still got 2 weeks to go. And if you want help building that durability, that engine, and that pack-carrying body, that's literally why I built my Indefatigable Selection Prep course, because this isn't just about fitness. It's about turning yourself into someone selection can't break. And I've been running the course and my program for over 9 years, and in it, I cover physical prep that actually maps to what selection demands, so strength, endurance, pack marching, swimming, running, mental conditioning and stress exposure to inoculate you before it counts, tactical decision making under pressure so you're not just fit but functional, and strategies drawn straight from after action reports and first hand experience. And if you want to talk through where you're at and what you need, you should book a call with me where we'll map out a plan and see if my Indefatigable course is a good fit. Click the link below to complete the quick selection survey, then you'll be redirected to book in a call for when that suits you. Also, comment below what you need help with preparing for selection and I'll see if I can help. And also let me know what you thought of this video and what you want me to do a video on next. So train hard, train smart, and show up to selection ready. Thanks for watching and I'll see you in the next video.